The Sugar Plum Fairy wasn't expecting much when she ventured into the Enchanted Forest. She certainly wasn't expecting to bump into any other creatures. But fate had different intentions, it appeared. She'd shed her voluminous skirts and was reclined against a candy cane tree, her feet in the soda pop stream. Her sugar-encrusted bustier was melting under the heat, and she moaned as she slid her foot up her leg, spreading the sweet soda up past her knee. It was hot, much too hot in the Enchanted Forest. As the fairy pulled at her bustier, she sighed. Removing the contraption wasn't an easy task for one person. She was losing hope that she would dislodge it in one piece when, "Let me help you, sweets." The Sugar Plum Fairy gave a little gasp of surprise and turned her head. An elf stood to the side, proffering a hand. She'd heard tell of elves in the forest, but had never met one before. She certainly hadn't imagined he'd be so tall, or only clad in the circlet of leaves. Suffice it to say, it did not leave much to the imagination. To her delight, it appeared he was ready for pleasure this sticky afternoon. He was clearly a forest elf, as she had never seen such sturdy wood standing at attention. "Or maybe I can help you," she sighed, leaning forward, her hand reaching out to stroke his candy stick. He moaned quietly and fell to his knees before her. "I see your big bag of wolf. I want you to huff and puff and blow my house down." His hands were quickly at her sugar-covered mounds. He broke the bustier easily, the sugar pieces falling into the soda stream with a splash. His hands were floating across her body like a breeze, but she wanted hard candy. Her hands grasped his hair, and she pulled him atop her. "Lick me like a lollipop," she demanded. His tongue was like fairy wings against her gumdrop button, and she moaned in ecstasy. "I need some frosting for this cupcake," she cried. He acquiesced, pumping his rolling pin against her muffin. "I need some milk for my cookies." She grasped his Snickers bar, heavy on the nuts, and greedily devoured it, her tongue licking up the length. His moans hung heavy in the sticky air as he let loose an icing stream onto her silver-covered face. For a moment, the only noises were their breaths, loud and intense, and then, "Mama's still hungry."